From the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday. And we come to you from Asahi, Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital of the world, right here at the South Point Studios, where it's perfect in the studios, that's for sure, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, your fabulous strip. But it ain't so outside. We will explain that in just a moment. We want to welcome all of you that are watching us and listening to us on YouTube. Go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios, and watch the South Point Studios Network with this show and a lot of other great sports shows that you're going to want to watch during the March Madness that's going to start erupting after the selection show tomorrow. Okay? Just keep that in mind. But we're coming to you live and direct from the South Point Studios this morning. We welcome all of you that are watching on this streaming, and of course, all of you who might be running around town on those wet streets out there on our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, KSHP 1400, that's Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, and of course, all of the streaming that we have on the internet and other platforms like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. Your iPhone, your Android, you can get the KSHP app that you can hear us on your Androids and your iPhones. And, of course, if you have your YouTube app, you can see us and hear us as well. Same thing on your iPhones, that's for sure. And, of course, in your Androids, anywhere you get your podcasting as well, we're there. So, however, wherever, whenever, Welcome to the Race Day Show on this Saturday morning. Now, here in Las Vegas, it's raining out there. Here's what happened. It rained for about 24 hours, and it let up in about mid-afternoon yesterday here in Las Vegas. And then we had a respite of rain between clouds and clear skies. And then about 1 o'clock this morning, the second front came in, and now it's raining again constantly. And they say it's going to rain until about 1 o'clock this afternoon here and then clear out. So we're going to look at that, after 1 o'clock, we're going to be clear for the foreseeable future here in Las Vegas. Right now, it is 42 degrees outside with rain and damp. Going to get up to 55 degrees. That's where we're going to top out. But by the end of the week, we're going to be in the mid to high 70s. So we're looking ahead to that, that's for sure. And don't forget March Madness. The selection show is Sunday, and then the tournaments. The tournament starts on Thursday through next Saturday and Sunday, and all I can tell you is we got big plans here. We'll talk about that a little bit later on here at the South Point for March Madness, that's for sure. Kentucky Derby Future Pick Pool underway. It started 9 a.m. Yesterday morning. It's going to go through Sunday at 3:30. Of course, these are Pacific times. The Future Book Paramutual Pool 5 for the Kentucky Derby. And a quick note, that we're going to talk about this in just a minute or two. There's going to be one of those special bets come next week when they have the Jack Ruby Stakes and the Louisiana Derby at the fairgrounds. They're going to mix those races in an all stakes pick five. I'll explain that a little bit later on, that's for sure. And here in town, not only is this the gaming and entertainment capital and sports capital of the world now, we are also the horse player capital of the world because there are 765 entrants in the Horse Player World Series. The NTRA National Horse Players Championship Tournament. And this is where they qualified all year long around the country, and they all came together. Now the winners are here, 765 of them. And day one was yesterday. And when the dust cleared yesterday across the tracks that were in the tournament, the top guy was T.J. Sande. T.J. Sande put together $164.90 worth of winning mutuals to get the leaderboard for the first day there. He is a retired accountant from New Jersey. 64-year-old T.J. Sande leads the field. But he only leads the field by 70 cents because Marshall Graham is in second place with 164.20. Ramon Calizarias is in third place with 143.60. Then you got Matthew Blanchett, 138.64. You got Mike Gilman at $137. Steve Simonoff is 132.80. Michael Wickending is seventh with $130.46. Eugene Spruck is in eighth with $128.86. Steven Simonok, his second, he's got two entries. One of his two entries is in sixth. He's also in ninth place with $126.80. And rounding out the top ten is Christy Moore with $126.54. So from the 10th place to the top place, 164.90 to 126.54. And that is because there weren't any big, huge long shots around the country yesterday. So these guys, horse players have to assess if it's going to be a day that there'll be a juicy day for maybe long shots or a day where you have to just get winners and get what the prices you get from those winners. But anyhow, we congratulate Mr. Sande for his first day in the top of the NTRA National Horse Players Championship Tournament. The winner will get $800,000. It's a multi-million dollar tournament overall. It's being held at the Horseshoe Las Vegas, which is the old Bally's on the corner of Flamingo and the Fabulous Strip. So we congratulate all of those horse players out there, and we will keep track of our compatriots there and see who manages to shake out. A little luck along with great handicapping for the weekend, that's for sure. On today's show, we got Jonathan Hardoon. Rich Eng, of course, will be back with another play for college hoops. He's been doing great for us. He did it again yesterday. He picked Colorado and -1.5. They won and covered that. So Richie's on a streak with that. And Richie and Jerry Jackowitz, well, Jerry, I can tell you, he hit it out of the park yesterday as far as handicapping on our show is concerned. Jerry, in the first race yesterday at San Anita, in the first race, He and Richie both picked number two, Circle of Trust. Now, if you watched the race, you saw that Circle of Trust was sitting behind a pack of about four horses vying for the lead with Flavian Pratt aboard. This horse was ready to go, so much so that Pratt couldn't wait until the top of the stretch. He had to take him to the outside, circle the field on the turn, and then Circle of Trust gave us the trust, circled the field and won. He paid $6 even. Jerry J's Linkups ran second, third, fourth, and fifth in the race. His four Linkups, bing, 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 bing. So if you did the Linkups and keyed his horse, you got a dollar exacta that paid $48.10. You got a dollar trifecta that paid $296.60. And if you did the 10-cent super, you got $104.74. If you did the dollar super, you got over $1,000 on hitting it out of the park in the first race for Jerry yesterday on the show. But I can tell you that winner, trained by Phil D'Amato, was loaded for bear in that race, that's for sure. Steve Knapp had a couple of winners yesterday at Santa Anita. And John Lindo, oh, we got beat by the slimmest, by a hair. John Lindo's selection in the seventh race lost the photo. As a matter of fact, when I saw it originally, I thought he won it, but he finished second in that race to the filthy favorite in that race at Santa Anita. Pick six paid $2,201.40 there at Santa Anita yesterday, but the big score was early in the day for race day listeners in that first race at Santa Anita. At Oaklawn Park, highest priced winner at Oaklawn Park yesterday paid $2,280. That was in the last race there. And then at Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Here's, you know, we're talking about all these things and what happens with the tote and all that stuff. Well, something happened again yesterday in the first race at Aqueduct, but it had nothing to do with the actual computer system at the track. It seems that the horse in the first race, number two, Keep It Sexy, was inadvertently scratched during the betting, when the betting pool was open. For a short time, he was inadvertently scratched for a short time, but because of that, the officials at the racetrack said the horse will run for purse money only. He was extracted from the betting pool. Well, you know what happened, right? He finishes first. So the second place finisher, Hot Candy, was declared the winner and the Parimutuel winner, paying $740. But another kind of a snafu for betting fans and trying to bet the races happened yesterday at Aqueduct. The pick six wasn't hit for the second day in a row, so the pick six will have a carryover today at Aqueduct. The pick six fives yesterday paid $148. And here's the deal. Look at this late pick four at Aqueduct. Here's the late pick four. 460, 470, 3980, and 1080. The pick four pays $817.25. The late pick five, with those four in the sequence, with a winner in the first of the pick five that paid $5.80. This horse was a 9-5 shot that won the first in that sequence. The pick five paid $5,039.50. So for that 8-5 shot in the pick five, the difference was $4,222.25. What a bet that was against the pick four yesterday at Aqueduct. Gulfstream Park, let's see, the highest priced winner at Gulfstream Park was $13.20. Jose Ortiz had a couple of winners there. And so that looked like just about what happened yesterday around the country. Okay, we got to get started with some of the great handicappers we got on the show today. Again, Jonathan Hardoon's with us. Rich Eng will be back with us. He had not only a winner in the horse racing yesterday, but also a hoops winner. We'll see what he's got up for grabs today. John Linda will be with us, checking in from Southern California. Now, listen, folks, the rainstorms that we've had coming through here in Las Vegas in the last 2.5-3 days, including the one here, is a storm that, for the most part, bypassed Southern California. They only got a little bit of a drizzle, I think, somewhere near the early part of the card yesterday at Santa Anita. But it was just skimming through there. It came from the northwest and rolled right through Northern California, skimmed through Southern California, hit us, and is going into Arizona. So it should be weather for racing for sure for Santa Anita today, I hope. Anyhow, we'll find out from John Lindo. Jerry J is not with us today, but he gave us his picks. And you know what happened yesterday, so we'll get his picks for you as well. And, of course, your racing menu and all the latest of news. So we're just getting started on the Race Day Show. Don't go away. We will be right back on your Saturday Race Day Show. Don't forget, if you're here at the South Point Studios streaming feed at YouTube, might be your first time. If it is, subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. It is free. We'd love to get you on board for subscribing to the South Point Studio feed on YouTube. We will be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday, and it's, well, it's kind of nice and calm right now in the book, but this is the calm before the storm. Trust me, folks, when we get together here on Thursday morning, the first day of the big first 4 days of college, a national championship competition in basketball, oh, it'll be crazy, that's for sure. At this time of the morning, it'll be crazy out there. All right, before we get to the menu, I want to remind everybody out there that as far as the weather is concerned around the country right now, there's that front that's a little pocket that's coming through here. It moves on through Arizona. You got some snow happening in Colorado. You got the first rainstorm that happened with us a couple of days ago. Is now over the panhandle of Texas. And, of course, the only other weather is snow above the Great Lakes area in Canada. Looks like it's clear sailing for both the entire East Coast and the West Coast as well. So now we're going to go to our racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. We remind you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because we're in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today, and our racebook right here at the South Point. If you're listening anywhere else on all of those platforms that we welcomed at the top of the show, and you are in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone, to whatever time zone you're in, to tweak it so you don't miss anything. I don't want you to miss making a selection or a bet and then be sorry about it later. So just make sure these are Pacific time zones you adjust to. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park in Maryland. Laurel Park has 10 races. The feature race today is the Harrison E. Johnson Stakes. A mile for four-year-olds and up. It's the ninth race on the card. You have seven going to the post, and the 8-5 favorite there is Nimitz Class with Mr. Javier Toledo aboard. 10 races today at Laurel. First post time is 9:25. Let's see if they have any carryovers at Laurel. We'll just take a look. Yes, they do. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $2,816 today at Laurel Park. All right, then we go to Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a small pick six jackpot carryover of $1,423. They have nine races. Their first post time is at 9:30. Then we get to Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas. The track was muddy yesterday at Oaklawn, but you can understand why, because they had a lot of bad weather that went through it in Arkansas and Hot Springs there. Hopefully it'll be a lot better today. Oaklawn Park's feature race is the $250,000 Grade 3 Whitmore Stakes, 6 furlongs for four-year-olds and up. It's a field of seven before any scratches. 9-5 favorite there is Tejano Twist with the Chris Landeros aboard. Close second choice at 2-1 is Ribet with Keith Asmussen aboard. Flavian Pratt is also scheduled there at Oaklawn today to ride Jackson Traveler, a 12-1 shot in the Whitmore. At least he's named to ride that. He's been named on other horses today, so I guess Flavian is at Oaklawn Park. First post time there for 11 races is at 10 a.m. The earlier stakes race on the card is the $200,000 Purple Martin Stakes for three-year-old fillies at six furlongs. In that race, a field of six, I should say. 2-1 favorite there is Extreme Diva with Ramon Vasquez aboard first. Post time, Oaklawn for their 11 races is at 10 a.m. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park, let's see, they got 12 races today, and their feature race comes early. It's the Hutchison Stakes at six furlongs for three-year-olds. It's the third race on the card. Seven go to the post in this one. And the favorite there at 7-5 is Valiant Force. Now, I can tell you this. The Hutchison used to be one of the key races in the road to the Kentucky Derby many years ago. It was a seven furlong race, and it was held as a race for horses to catch up into the Kentucky Derby competition. But no longer. The Hutchison is just a regular six furlong stakes race now, and it is the third race on the card. And again, the other stakes race on the card. Well, there isn't. There's just 12 races today at Gulfstream. Pick six jackpot carryover getting big. $242,672. $242,676 in the pot. The cash in the pick six jackpot carryover today at Gulfstream. Dozen races. First post time is at 10:10. Then we go to Aqueduct, the big A in New York. And Aqueduct... First post time at Aqueduct is 10:20. They've got eight races on the card. The $100,000 Cicada Stakes at six furlongs for three-year-old fillies is the feature. Just five go in that race. The 4-5 favorite there is Gila Princess with Manny Franco aboard. That's the sixth race on the card. Only eight races today at Aqueduct. Partly sunny, 51 degrees. The track is fast. Your carryover, the two-day carryover in the pick six, $75,633.63 today at Aqueduct. First post time is at 10:20. Fairgrounds is next. They've got 10 races at the Fairgrounds. Their first post time at the Fairgrounds with a regular pick six carryover of $4,472. 10 races, first post time 10:45. Then we hit Sunland Park where today they've got 10 quarter horse races. All quarter horse racing today at Sunland, and all 10 quarter horse races are trials for two-year-olds at 300 yards. It's trials day at Sunland. Sunland's first post time is 11:25, and they have a carryover in a pick five. Regular pick five carryover at Sunland, $356. All right, there you have it at Sunland Park. Santa Anita comes up next. Santa Anita has nine races today, a couple of nice stakes races. The Pasadena Stakes is the third race on the card. Comes early at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds. Five go to the post in this one, but it's a compact, competitive five, that's for sure. The 8-5 favorite there is Stay Hot with Antonio Frisou. That's the third. And then the other stakes race is the eighth race on the card, the $100,000 Grade 3 San Carlos. The San Carlos at seven furlongs for four-year-olds and up features a field of six. Scratch the five, see through it. Original field of seven, now just six. And coming back in that race is the Chosen Vron. He's your prohibitive 3-5 favorite with Hector Barrios aboard. Here's a horse that has won 8 of 10 races at Santa Anita, so you know he loves that track. His lifetime record is 15 wins out of 20 starts, but he's only won 2 races out of 5 starts at this distance of 7 furlongs today. Keep that in mind. The Chosen Vron, the favorite there in the San Carlos. 9 races today at Santa Anita. First post time is at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock at Santa Anita today. Golden Gate Fields is next. Golden Gate Fields has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $18,482. First post time at Golden Gate for 8 races set at 1:45. 1:45 at Golden Gate today. Then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has 8 races. The feature there is the $125,000 Queen Stakes. 6 furlongs, fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up on a field of 13 before scratches. BG Warrior is the 2-1 favorite there. And Turfway Park has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $9,510. First post time, 2:55. And then we get the Charlestown. Charlestown races, pick 6 jackpot carryover, $41,295. Their first post time is 4 p.m. for their 8 race card at Charlestown. And we'll wrap it up in Southern California at Los Alamitos. 9 races, 2 thoroughbreds, 4 mixed breed, 3 quarter horses. And Los Alamitos with a first post time at Los Al today is at 6:10. 6:10 first post at Los Al. That's your racing menu for this Saturday. Now it's time to go to Jonathan Hardoon, who's been patiently standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Doing fine, my man. So now we talk about the snafus and the things that are happening with the tote systems around the country. Yesterday, it was just somebody inadvertently scratching a horse in the first race while the betting pool was on. I guess the rules say in New York that when that happens, because everybody who might have been betting at the time and thought the horse was scratched, would be treated not fairly in the race, so they had to scratch the horse.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, it was a little silly, Ralph. Sometimes you have to use common sense. It's not like it happened with a few minutes to post where they inadvertently put up, they didn't post his odds. So I don't get it. But he ran for purse money only. They protected the owner, and I guess they were trying to protect the players as well. There was also a part of an entry that was scratched.
Let's bring up Jonathan's a little bit, would you please? Thank you. Jonathan, we had a little bit of a problem there, but now we're pretty well squared away. Let me ask you again to repeat what you just said, unfortunately.
What happened is sometimes you have to use a little common sense, is what I said. It's not like this horse was scratched with a few minutes to post, or they inadvertently put him up as they didn't have any odds on him on the board. It happened with plenty of time to go, but those are the rules. I guess they were trying to protect the players, which is always a good thing to do. They didn't penalize the owner. They let the horse run, so he got the winner's share for winning. And there was also later in the card where part of the entry was scratched at post time, so that horse ran for purse money only. And, I think that's a good rule, to be honest with you. In New York, if part of the entry scratched, when they're going to the gate or whatever, the other half runs for purse only, because you don't know which part of the entry you wanted to bet. Part of the entry could have been 6-5, and the other half could have been a 20-1 shot.
Right.
So they protect the player there. I think that's a good thing. You know, at Oakland, it happened also. There was part of an entry that was scratched, but the other half ran. So every state has their own rules, and it would be nice if they all got on the same page.
I think when it comes to the entries, I agree with you. I think that's great, and it was just a snafu that happened in the first race. And ironically, though, the horse wins, and that looks bad anyhow. But in any case, they are trying to protect the public. I like that. But now we're talking about all of the difficulties between these systems that get together and all that, from one betting area to another, et cetera. Now, next Saturday, the Fairgrounds and Turfway Park, which are both owned by the Churchill Downs Company, are going to get together for what they call the Bayou Bluegrass Pick 5. And here's how it's going to go. It's a $1 Pick 5, features all stakes races, and it'll feature led by the $1 Million Louisiana Derby and the Jeff Ruby Stakes, which is $700,000. It's a 15% takeout, which is nice. But they're going to start with the New Orleans Classic at the Fairgrounds. Then they go to Turfway Park for the Bourbonnet Oaks. Then they go back to the Fairgrounds for the Fairgrounds Oaks. Then they go back to Turfway Park for the Jeff Ruby Stakes, and they wrap it up with the Louisiana Derby. I think these type of bets are great for racing because it gives us options, etc. I just hope that the system works okay.
Yeah, well, they did. They're copying the coast to coast between Gulfstream and Santa Anita, both owned by Stronach, and they're copying the cross country, which compiles Oaklawn and Aqueduct. So everybody's got their own shtick, and they're trying to squeeze everybody for everything. But I agree with you. I think it's good. Especially if it's, they never do that at Turfway and Fairgrounds or whatever. So there's nothing wrong with it.
And, like you said,
it gives people more options.
Right.
You don't have to play, and the good news is it's a 15% takeout, so players always like that.
And the good thing about that also is that these particular races, I think they're going to draw for all those stakes races at the Fairgrounds on either tomorrow or Monday. So it's going to give people like a week to really take a look at the shape of the fields and what they're going to do. I like that. If they're going to offer those type of bets, I think that they ought to do the draw, not the 24 or 72 hours before, but a little bit ahead of time for the race players.
Well, Fairgrounds always draws early. That's one of the good things about them.
Yep.
They always are, like a week out, and you never see that at any other track, or certainly not a lot of tracks, and certainly not major tracks. So I also agree with you. I think that's very good.
Oof. Okay, well, I just blew out my...
Are you still there, Ralph?
No, I hit the microphone with my sheets because I'm going to ask you next to give us some horses for today.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct. And you're right, Slim Pickens at Aqueduct, but there is a Pick 6 carryover. So let's give everybody a winner in the fourth race today. And I like the number three horse in here, Midlander. This is a six-year-old gelding from the Mike Moore barn. Andy Hernandez, who usually rides at Parks, comes in to ride this horse. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Yesterday, 6 out of 8 winners went wire to wire, and I think this horse is going to be loose on the lead. I like number three, Midlander, 4-1 on the morning line as a Pick 6 single in today's fourth race out at Aqueduct.
Jonathan, let me ask you this, because I often asked Jerry the same thing, that you had some off tracks going on there at Aqueduct recently, and now it dried out. It was pretty, it was nice yesterday. It was nice and dry and all that stuff there. When it dries out, does a bias on the track change before it settles back in, or it was just that the speed horses were the best yesterday?
The speed horses were probably the best yesterday because they had time off coming into yesterday. They didn't race Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, so you had a new track. Maybe they did a lot of work on it. They could have been, scraping it. Who knows? Whatever it was, they got all the chemicals maybe out of it because the weather has been nice and is expected to be nice. So that could be one of the reasons.
And let me ask you, for your selection in that fourth race, Midlander, in the race at 4-1, the horse at 7-2 right inside of him, Secret Rules, has been scratched. Does that change the complexion of the race for this horse?
No, but it changes the price.
Yeah, that's
because
okay.
I guess we'll be short now with the 7-2 coming out.
Yeah, 7-2 is out, but Ouster, the 9-5 favorite there with Kendrick Carmouche still. And Carmouche is riding hot right now at Aqueduct, too. All right, so in the
he is, and he's a terrific speed rider, Ralph. He's kind of like Edwin Maldonado of the East Coast. You know, he gets to the lead and he just keeps on going.
I know, and the way the track played yesterday, you got to think that Kendrick loved the situation, that's for sure. So in the fourth race, you like the three, Midlander, the three in the fourth race at Aqueduct, Jonathan Hardoon's play. Remember, two-day Pick 6 carryover exceeding $75,000, so keep that in mind. All right, where are we going next?
Let's go to Santa Anita and look at the San Carlos, and obviously the chosen Vron will be every bit of maybe 3-5, 2-5, but yeah. I think he's actually vulnerable in this spot. He only has 2 wins at 7 furlongs.
Yep.
You know, the horse is terrific. He's got 15 lifetime wins. Take nothing away from him. He's the best cowbred around now, that's for sure. But I'm going to take a little bit of a shot against him, Ralph. I like the number 4 horse in here, Ghost of Midnight. This is a 6-year-old gelding who, by the way, is also like 5-6 lifetime. He comes from the Mark Glatt barn. What I like about him is he's cutting back from a mile to 7 furlongs. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. And I think number 4, Ghost of Midnight, has a heck of a shot of upsetting the chosen Vron. Number 4, Ghost of Midnight, upsets and wins today's 8th race out at Santa Anita.
Well, you know that as far as the Pick 6, the late Pick 5, the late Pick 4, the late Pick 3, and the doubles going from the 8th to the 9th race, most of them are going to be singled on the chosen Vron. So with Ghost of Midnight, if you can get him to upset there, it's going to make those gimmick plays, those pools, a lot better payoffs, that's for sure. So in the 8th race, you're going to take a stand against the chosen Vron and go with number 4, Ghost of Midnight, the 4 in the 8th race, the featured San Carlos at Santa Anita. All right, now, we all know that you do 4 sheets on Saturday, and they are Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, and Oaklawn Park, full sheets there. Jonathan, tell them where they can get it.
They can go to the website at jonhardoon.com.
There you go, my man. And I'm sure that you'll be kind of casting a little bit of a look towards Fairgrounds next week with those big races on the Saturday.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And we'll discuss them on Friday or Saturday whenever you
like. You better believe it, my man. Thanks a lot. That's what I was alluding to. Hey, thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate it. And talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. And now we will continue on the Race Day Show on this Saturday. And coming up next, Rich Ang, who's been hot with the hoops. And he had a winner for us at Santa Anita, along with Jerry Jackowitz yesterday, to kick off the Santa Anita card. What's up today? We'll wait and see. Don't go away. Richie's next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday, and hoop action continues this weekend. Of course, we get into the semifinals and the finals over the next 2 days as far as college basketball tournaments are concerned. And, of course, the selection show on Sunday. And then our man Rich Eng really gets to work. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. You know, if you cash the tickets on basketball games this week, it pays the same as next week, too. Remember that.
Absolutely, that's for sure. I guess Colorado will meet Oregon now in the semifinals in the Pac-12 with that win last night. And, of course, you had to lay a point and a half, and it looked tricky back and forth until about the last 4 minutes of the game, and then Colorado excelled and got not only the win but the cover.
Well, the last 4 minutes of every basketball game in this tournament is really crunch time because a lot of these games are close, they're nail-biters, and you have to really execute on defense and offense because every possession is so valuable, and Colorado got the job done for themselves and for us, too. So,
you know, I got to tell you, too, Richie, that, you know, when you get down to the nitty-gritty and it's a close game, usually you got to watch out for your key players in a chance to foul out, and that's what happened, I think, last night. And Colorado, you know, had one of their key players foul out and still covered the game.
Yeah, you know, I talked about them yesterday, Ralph. They're a really high IQ team. They really work the offense to get good shots. And you could just see how well coached they are in crunch time yesterday.
All right, and then you capped it off. Well, you started it out with a nice winner in the first race at Santa Anita, and you and Jerry got together and gave the good old good housekeeping seal of approval for handicappers with both of you landing on the same horse. And that horse paid a nice, decent $6. I mean, he was loaded for bear, much the best in that race. And with Jerry's link-ups, we really hit a home run in that race with the Exacta, Trifecta, and Superfecta. As a matter of fact, if they played the Super, High five. Yeah, they also win that because he ran second, third, fourth, and fifth. Anyhow, that is yesterday. We got our bankroll going, so we're going to keep it going, Richie. Where are we going first? You're going to give a hoops first?
Absolutely. Let's go to college basketball. One of the finals that I've been paying attention to is the Western Athletic Conference, which is playing at one of the local arenas here in Vegas, and the games between Grand Canyon and Texas Arlington. Mm-hmm. And the Grand Canyon, I compare very similar to James Madison earlier this week when I was giving them out. They're by far the best team in their conference, and they're a 6-point favorite tonight. I really like Grand Canyon to get the job done. They're 28-4, and they must win because there's no guarantee a team like that from a small conference is going to get in that large bid. So this game is very important to them. Let's go with Grand Canyon, minus six over Texas Arlington.
All right. In a needed game, Grand Canyon and the WAC, minus six. Currently, the Grand Canyon is the play in hoops. And what about the horses?
Let's go to race number five. It's 6.5 furlongs on the turf. It's not down the hill. It's the straightaway 6.5 furlongs on the turf. Let's go with the number three, Quick Kate. This horse has been closing well under Juan Hernandez. I think the extra half furlong is really important for this horse's closing late kick. So number three, Quick Kate, race five.
All right, fifth race, which is the anchor in the early pick four and early pick five at Santa Anita today. The fifth race, the three, Quick Kate, the three with Juan Hernandez, the leading jockey in Southern California at Santa Anita right now. The three is the play at 3-1 on the morning line. Fifth race, the three. And I got to tell you, Richie, they've got a hunch horse of the weekend that is in this race as well. Should have been running yesterday, but is running today. The name of the horse is Sham Rocking. And, of course, we all know that St. Paddy's Day is tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. Yeah, wear some green tomorrow. Sham Rocking. That's
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, we might have to put Sham Rocking in there with your horse and an exotic, that's for sure. But your pick in the fifth race, number three, Quick Kate, Quick Kate, the three. Don't forget, Richie has a full sheet for handicapping at Santa Anita today, right now, at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And, of course, we'll get Grand Canyon home and cover the 6 points. Thanks a lot, Richie. And tomorrow's a big day. It'll be, the day where they make the selection Sunday.
Yep, we'll see where everybody ends up, with what the seedings are, and number one UConn. That's who I predict. Number one will be UConn.
I think they'll be one of the four number one seeds, no doubt about it, and probably the number one seed in the overall tournament as well. All right, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
Okay, when we come back, we got John Lando standing by from Southern California, and as I see him in his office, it looks like there's plenty of light in the window behind him, so we're in good shape there. I will say this, that when we come back with John Lando, I'm going to give you Jerry J's plays first so we don't run out of time. I'll get you Jerry's plays when we come back and then wrap it up with John Lando. Don't go away. There's more of the Race Day Show on this Saturday to come.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Going to give you Jerry Jackowitz picks right now. As you know, Jerry had a big pick yesterday for us on the show, so here we go. We're going to go to Aqueduct first. If I can grab this sheet here. Yeah, Aqueduct. And Aqueduct, now Jerry has his selection in the first race today at Aqueduct. Post time, Pacific time, is 10:20 this morning. 10:20, first race at Aqueduct. In the first race, he likes number four, DeVille. DeVille, I should say. Number four, DeVille, with the Mr. Murrah aboard. DeVille is the play, the four horse. The link-ups are 1, 2, and 6. First race, Aqueduct, 4/1, 2, 6, and reverse. The four is the key in the first at the Big A today. So he can help us build a bankroll for that two-day pick six carry over there. First race, the four at Aqueduct. Then we're going to go to Santa Anita. At Santa Anita, Jerry goes to the ninth and final race there. In the ninth and final race at Santa Anita, Number five, Caribbean King, is Jerry's pick. The five, Caribbean King, with Hector Berrios aboard at 3-1. The five is his play there. His link-ups in that race include numbers 4, 7, and 9. So you have the five with 4, 7, 9 and reverse. The five, Caribbean King, is his play, feature play, in the ninth race at Santa Anita. These are Jerry J's plays, and of course, he'll be with back with us tomorrow. But you can get Jerry J's power pages for all of Santa Anita and Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com. Now we're going to bring in John Lindo, Southern California. John, it looks pretty nice out there in Southern California today.
Sun's out. It's beautiful this morning, Ralph. A little crisp. It'll be nice for racing. The flowers are blooming, so the allergies are kicking in this morning.
Oh, it's great. That's for sure. Talking about allergies, our man, you okay there? Take a swig of water. There we go. Oh, that's not water. That's got to be coffee. Good coffee, right?
You got a little Uncle Chemo's Kona coffee going.
All right. That's good stuff. All right. Diego Herrera is going to take a day off now.
Yeah, he's got one of those one-day HESA suspensions today, so he will sit out today.
All right, now, we didn't get around to the jockey trainer standings yesterday, and if you don't have them in front of me, I've still got them, but if you do, go ahead and rack them off.
I do not. If you want to update them, that would be great.
Okay, Juan Hernandez leads with 45 wins. Mr. Flavian Pratt, of course, second with 38, and Antonio Friso has 35. So you got Hernandez 45. Pratt 38 and Frisou at 35. As far as the trainers are concerned, Doug O'Neill took over the top in the trainer standings. He's got 25 wins now, and Mark Glatt's got 21. Bob Baffert's got 20. And I don't know how far Steve Knapp is down the line, but he had two wins yesterday at Santa Anita in the first five races. And boy, you're gonna absolutely force me to say this. The favorites.
That I know.
Are winning.
Yeah, that I know. Favorites are holding steady, Ralph. 46%, and they were 5-for-8 yesterday.
Oh, man, oh, man. Is there any good plays in sight? You know, the thing is, you get all those favorites, and then you get, man, like a geek horse that comes in and pays $30 or $40 that a lot of guys don't have. You know, most horse players are really living in between the $8 and, $15 range of winners. But we'll see if we can get it. Usually, evens out. But, boys, this has been that way for a long time in Southern California, hasn't it?
I'm surprised it's held this long. Usually there's some type of adjustment, but it's been this way now for about a month.
Okay, I understand that Newgate's not going to make the Dubai World Cup.
No, he ran poorly in the Santa Anita handicap. They're going to sit out and kind of give him a little freshening, try and bring him back either at the end of Santa Anita with the goal of getting to the Pacific Classic at Del Mar this summer. Apparently he had a little bit of a breathing problem, so I'm sure they're working on that.
All right, and we still don't know where Wyda Barrio is going. I guess he's kind of like on hold for a definite race to go to. But, the winner and the second place finishers in the Saudi Cup are moving on to the Dubai World Cup. And by the way, that comes up on March 30th, which is a week from Saturday. And, of course, all the big 100-point stakes races, the derbies from around the country leading up for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. That, of course, is also up for grabs at the end of the month as well. So we're gonna have all this March Madness going on, stuff behind us here in the sports book and all that crazy derby races and the Dubai World Cup. By the way, they will be booking the Dubai World Cup. It will be parimutuel wagering on the Dubai World Cup here at the South Point. Steve informed me yesterday that they're going to draw straws to see who's going to get up early enough to get here for the Dubai World Cup. But the book will be open and ready for business on Dubai World Cup morning on March 30th here. And if they do anything like they have in the past, you'll be able probably to bet those races on the Friday before. The day before, you might be able to bet those races in the parimutuel pool as well. But that's coming up on the 30th. Today, we got to look forward to some racing, good contested racing around the country. No leaderboard points up for grabs this weekend for the Derby or the Oaks. But still, we're looking to fish out some payoffs and some winners, that's for sure. Your Lindo report covers all of the races today at Santa Anita. That's all of the 9 races today at Santa Anita. Of course, you have selections there. We understand that your selection sheet yesterday had the winner in every race if you took the first 3 selections in all the races there. But I can tell you this. Not only do you have the selections in all of the races today at Santa Anita, you suggest a late pick 4. And, of course, on the days when they offer it, which they do today, you also give a coast-to-coast pick 5 as well. Now, the coast-to-coast pick 5 today, of course, combines races from Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. They are today, this is the way they'll roll out, Gulfstream Park's 10th race, then Santa Anita's 5th race, then Santa Anita's 6th race, then Gulfstream Park's 12th race, and we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita in the 7th race. So you got 3 races at Santa Anita, 2 at Gulfstream Park, comprising the coast-to-coast pick 5 today. The post time for the first race, and of course ending the betting in the coast-to-coast pick 5, is scheduled for 2:36 p.m. Pacific time, and you have a suggested coast-to-coast pick 5 and all the goodie information as well. Comprehensive as it is, the Linda Report available only in one place in this gaming capital, here at the South Point Racebook, and it's free of charge to the horse players because they love horse players here, and they certainly love the Linda Report. You can't even get it at the national, the big horse player tournament down the street. How about that?
Well, some of the guys will head over and pick it up, hopefully, and come say hi at the South Point. Grab a hot dog and head on back.
That's right. So do you know at all any of the leaders on the leaderboard here? Have you taken a look?
A 64 retired accountant from New Jersey, yeah. TJ Sande, is the leader. He said he had a let it ride kind of day where everything went right for him yesterday, and he's ahead by 70 cents over Mr. Graham, who is he's the guy that won the 2020 Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge. So he's been there before. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, they had huge days. There are more mandatory and plays today, so a lot of chances for the guys to move up the board.
And, of course, you can't just buy your way in it. You have to qualify throughout the year in their tournaments at the respective racetracks and online, et cetera. So they got the cream of the crop of the horse players there, that's for sure. We wish them all the luck and, you know, winning the photo finishes. But before we get, you know, your picks for today, John, just want to remind you that there's going to be a big March Madness tournament, you know, March Madness viewing party here at the South Point, where they're going to have the big exhibit hall with over 800 seats in it available on March 21st, 23rd, 24th. 2,000 seats, I should say. Double that up, 2,000 seats. And it's free entry, free parking. Not only they'll have betting windows, but they'll have, 10 betting windows, 6 kiosks, food and drink specials for sure. The party in Vegas, they call it the most madness, massive party in Vegas here this coming weekend, right at a selection show tomorrow. So keep that in mind, folks out there. If you want to play a little horses and basketball, it's all here at the South Point, that's for sure. Get a Linda report, get that hot dog, and watch a little of basketball as well. All right, what are we doing today, John?
Let's go down to the 9th and final at Santa Anita, Ralph. In the 9th race today, number 7, Lahaina Flavor, dropped down to the starter allowance level last time, got a rider switched to Rispoli, and really finished well into no pace to set him up and got beat less than a length. I thought he ran super. Shortened up to a mile. He broke his maiden at this distance. If he gets any kind of pace today, I think he gets the job done. 4-1 on the program, number 7, Lahaina Flavor, race number 9, Santa Anita.
All right, 9th race, the 7, Lahaina Flavor, is your pick, which means between you and Jerry, we got ourselves a Sirocco play in the 9th and final race at Santa Anita today. You like the 7, Lahaina Flavor. Jerry likes the 5, Caribbean King. We put them together. It's the 5-7-7 exact box for the Sirocco play. And by the way, is that some sort of hunch bet where you're partaking in some Lahaina flavor there in the coffee mug?
Well, we can go with that theme. Whatever, if it works, I'll be doing the same thing tomorrow.
There you go, my man. That's for sure. And don't forget that shamrocking that's coming in the 5th race today. Well, that's the hunch bet for St. Paddy's Day, although that's tomorrow. It's still within realm, so we got some hunch plays to look at today, that's for sure, as well. And again, the Linda Report is available right now here in the South Point Racebook, free of charge. right here, only here, exclusively for the race players and the race goers. That's for sure. And of course, John, you'll be back with us tomorrow. Want to remind everybody again too that some of the shows coming up on here, and we got a little bit of a change for some of the shows here. Want to remind everybody that we're on from Wednesday to Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Pacific time. Then the Punchline shows on Monday to Friday from noon to 1. Sports by the Book is going to be changing this week to accommodate the March Madness. Sports by the Book this week on Thursday through Sunday will be here from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. From 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. to cover, of course, the action on the March Madness. And don't forget about Gone Racing. That's on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Gone Racing, of course. Brendan Gaughan heads up all the action and all what you need to know about auto racing as well. So we got to cover it under the hood and under the horsehide, that's for sure. Hey, John, we got one more thing to say. You're delegated to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato and Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.